This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Last week, a federal judge in Texas ruled that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, is unconstitutional. For now, that means that new DACA applications will not be approved, but DACA renewals will still be processed. It was the latest blow to the program, which allows more than 600,000 immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children to receive work permits and protection against deportation. To find out how local DACA recipients are responding to the ruling, I spoke to Jessica and Grizel, two sisters who asked to be identified only by their first names. Their childhood friend, Helacio Rodriguez, also joined the conversation. He started by talking about his journey to the United States.
Our family migrated to the U.S. in 2000, so about 21 years ago now. And we walked through the desert, and we've been living in the Central Valley ever since. Most of our childhood, we spent it in the rural town of Woodville. It's about an hour and a half southeast of Fresno. And so we've been here most of our lives now. Because when I came to the U.S., I was just 7 years old.
And what are you doing now?
Now I am an assistant engineer at a civil engineering consulting firm in Visalia.
Jessica and Grizel, I guess you'll have a similar background, but who would like to take the question?
I could do that. Our story is almost the same as Helacio's. Our family migrated over around the same time in the 2000s. I was about to be 5 years old. Grizel, she was about to be 3 years old. We came with our uncle. We came in advanced, and our parents came after. When we got here, we stayed with one of our aunts, and we had never met like any other family other than the family that we had back in Mexico. So coming here, we were small. We didn't have our parents. And we stayed with our aunt, which it was very like great of her to like have us there. But it was quite a change because we were so used to like being with our mom all the time. And then when we got here, we were with our aunt, and even though she's our aunt, and we like now as an adult, like, oh yeah, she's my aunt. But when we were little, we didn't know her. We didn't know who she was. We had never met her before. All we knew is that we were told she's our aunt. So that was actually kind of scary, just because we were little, we didn't really know. And all we could think about was, or at least me, because Grizel was a little bit more younger. And we came with our other sister, who at the time was about to be 1 year old. So all three of us, we were with our aunt. And I just remember constantly, it's something that's always in my mind. Like, I remember being scared because everything was so new, so different. I didn't have my mom. I was with someone who I didn't know. And all I could think about was, is my mom going to get here? Is my mom going to come? Am I going to see my mom again? And that's like the thought that I had all the time, nonstop, until finally I saw her. And I think that was like the biggest relief that I felt. And I can still remember the feeling because it was very like, it was a very scary moment. We stayed in Porterville pretty much like our whole lives. We grew up there. We met Helacio and his siblings there in high school. And then we, all of us, me, my sister, and like my other sister, the youngest that came with us, we all went to university. We went to college, and I graduated with my bachelor's. And right now I am working as a youth mentor with a nonprofit. I'm helping create a program for youth mentorship. And yeah, that's kind of our story.
Sure. And Grizel, maybe you could tell us what you're up to these days.
So I currently graduated from university in the December 2020. So I've been just working part-time with an after school program with children. And I recently got a new position. I'm doing part-time for subbing as a preschool teacher. And I'm still going enrolled in school to get a permit to become a master teacher for a preschool.
Well, Halasia, I'll come back to you. What did you think about last week's ruling that came out of Texas? I mean, there's been so much up and down when it comes to DACA, and this was, you know, yet another setback. What went through your mind?
You know, actually, I anticipated the decision that was handed by the judge just because of the past rulings that he had issued for the DAPA program and expanded DACA program some years back. So it wasn't much of a surprise because prior to what I do now in the engineering field, I was pretty involved in the immigration field in Fresno and throughout the Central Valley. So I was pretty familiar with the different cases that were working their way through the courts. So it wasn't a surprise, but it was nonetheless still a setback, like you mentioned.
Grizel, I could only imagine how frustrating this process has been. Where do you situate what happened last week with this, you know, up and down, back and forth that we've seen with DACA?
Yeah, it's a little, can be overwhelming and confusing because it's like, we don't know like what's going to happen. Oh, well, kind of, but like, it's like it would be a huge setback. And just constantly thinking like, oh, like what's going to happen? Like, how is it going to, constantly thinking like, how is it going to affect if I can't work, or like thinking of like, what am I going to do? Like the worriedness is there. Mm-hmm.
And Jessica, how are you doing?
So I try to stay away from the news because it can get very heavy. I talked about this with a friend like not long ago about the ruling and like the possibility of DACA just like not existing anymore in the future because of like what's going on. And because it could potentially happen. And just like what Grisel said, it's worrisome. Like, the only reason I'm able to work, turn money right now to like live, pay bills and all that stuff is because I have DACA. And even though like I know that if anything, I'll figure something out, but it's still worrisome and it's still stressful having to like have that worry added on top of every other daily worries that happen, like, oh, bills, it's hot outside, or just anything, any other worry that any individual can have. On top of that, I worry about, well, is DACA still going to be there? And will I be able to like continue working and continue pursuing what it is that I want to do with like my life and career?
Jessica, I'm going to stick with you. What do you want to see happen now?
Well, ideally, I would like there to be like some type of immigration reform where there could be a pathway to citizenship for individuals who have DACA and others as well, because it's complicated. The whole immigration system right now, like it's not ideal, I guess. Can't find the right words to say it.
Well, Halasia or Grizel, what would you add to that?
No, I think I would agree with Jessica that obviously the DACA program was never meant to be
permanent,
to be running for so long as it has now. It's been nearly 10 years. So, just to echo what Jessica said, it does get complicated trying to make long-term plans or figure out how your finances are going to work a month from now or a year from now. So because it has been almost 10 years, we've sort of built this lifestyle just with the notion that we knew we had DACA, we had employment authorization. And so we were able to afford certain comforts. But now again, with the ruling, all that again is put into jeopardy one more time as it has been before. So As far as getting something more permanent, I think there's a number of bills in Congress that have been passed in the House and then just reached nowhere in the Senate. So obviously it's a little bit more work on that needs to be done. And a lot of the Republican senators just need to be upfront about what really is their hesitation, because obviously they like to say that they're sympathetic and that the quote unquote like DACA students or the DACA applicants or the quote unquote dreamers, as we're often referred to. But yet in every opportunity they get to vote on these things, they sabotage the bills or they vote against it. So obviously there's something that's not working out right there.
And then it's scary too, because it's like there's so many people who have DACA, who are doing all these jobs like Gelasio, like engineer, doctors, people who, if they lose their DACA, like they can't continue doing their job. And it, all those individual students also who are going to college to do something big, or even if they're not like going to do something big, it still like affects their life, the future, like everything.
Absolutely. Well, I've been talking with Jessica Gelasio and Grizel. Thank you all so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having us.